Behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Good Friday morning to you. How you doing? It's a good start. Good weekend. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning. How we doing? Happy Friday.
I thought of you.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
You know, I didn't text you. I didn't tweet at you. I left you alone, okay? Because I got to hear it 2 hours every morning. I don't need you the night before.
Well, thanks. Love you too, man. Jerk.
I just want to date you and send you home.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Your Giants, man, last night. I had it on. I was doing a lot of work. Yeah. I was doing a lot of game prep for tomorrow, but you know, for the John Merrick Classic, and I just had it out in the den, the TV on, and you know, just spread out all over the table, watched it.
It was a good game. I think it was a lot better game than a lot of people around the country thought it would be.
Those two teams aren't bad. Yeah. Now, the Giants invented a way to lose another game.
Yeah, you know what? I tweeted this last night. Being a Giants fan is the nightmare you can't wake up from some reason, you know? Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Had the game won. They missed the field goal at the end, but, you know, Dexter Lawrence jumped off sides. You know, Darius Slayton was wide open for a touchdown, easy touchdown. It would have put him up 10. You know, you had to like their chances to win at that point. Drop the ball. You know, I'm looking at it right now. He's wide
all alone
open
in the end zone.
There was nobody within 10 yards of him, and he flat out dropped the ball. Now, there are a lot of people that don't like Daniel Jones, and they'll say, oh, he overthrew him. Nah, he got hit in the pocket. He stood in the pocket. You know, listen.
These are hands.
Right,
you don't,
exactly.
When somebody drops the ball like it, you know what you yell at them? You eat with those hands?
Exactly. Nice hands, feet. That's what we used to say in rugby when somebody would drop a ball. So, you know, there were some positives. I mean, listen, the offensive line, I thought, played courageously against a ferocious Washington front. Man, those guys are Terminators, man. You know, Chase Young and Allen and Sweat and those guys. You know, listen, they had a touchdown run taken off the board because of a questionable holding penalty. Defense was terrible. You know, they take a 26-20 lead. Washington, Taylor Heinicke goes 75 yards in two plays, just like that, touchdown. They get the interception late, and I thought Joe Judge and Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator, got way too conservative. You know, be aggressive in that situation. Try to get a touchdown, or at least try to get a first down to make Washington, you know, start burning timeouts. You know, they get the field goal, and, of course, the defense can't, you know, they can't keep them from getting in the field goal range. They can't get a stop. But with all that, you had a missed field goal and a win. You're getting out of there with a win, and you have Dexter Lawrence jump off sides. That is absolutely inexcusable. But listen, bad things happen to bad teams. And the Giants are a team right now. They have to learn how to win. And their defense didn't play well. They made a lot of dumb penalties. I thought Daniel Jones played well. He needed to play well. You know, a lot of people are ripping Saquon Barkley. Like, where was he? This guy is still coming back from major knee injury. We saw what happened to Taylor Lewan last week. Okay. And we'll get to Taylor, I'm sure, throughout the morning. It's not an excuse. You're out there. You're expected to play and play well. I get it. But the reality is when you're a player like Saquon Barkley, who's, you know, known for making violent cuts and having a great burst of speed, he's still coming back from that knee injury. He's not 100%. I don't care what he says. I don't care what Joe Judge says. He's not 100%. But he's out there trying to give it a go. So that tough loss, gut-wrenching loss.
You need to take a breath over there.
Let me just get this out.
I want to tell you something because I'm going to roll the tape. I asked you yesterday. Will you watch the game? You know what you said? Nah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say I was not going to watch the game,
I don't think I'd pay much attention to it. I got to work. I don't, you know, I will find that.
Okay, fine.
I will find the fact that, and you just did a five-minute soliloquy without breath on the game last night.
Well, let me just finish up real quick.
Find that pen, I'll give you a dollar.
So anyway, listen, 0-2. Fifth year in a row, seventh time in the last 8 years, and there you are. You've dug a hole in what is going to be a critical year for this entire organization, and you're starting 0-2. So it's not good, but it is what it is. All right, I'm done.
Washington won the division last year. That division's still winnable, okay?
Yeah.
Of all the divisions to start 0-2 in,
right,
that's the one. And I thought Daniel, you know, everybody's banging on Daniel Jones, man. 341 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
He had 95 yards rushing.
Right.
Just, you know. And
I guess he's only like the third quarterback since 2019 to have 240 yards or more passing and 90 or more rushing yards.
Yep.
And I think the other guys are like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Not saying he's in their class, but, you know, Daniel Jones isn't as bad as people
say he is.
He's
not the problem.
He's not the problem.
No. 22 of 32.
Offensive line did a decent job. They got to run the ball better, and they got to play better defense.
And I think the Redskins are better with Tyler Heinicke.
Washington football team.
Heinicke.
First of all, it's Taylor Heinicke. Second of all, they're not the Redskins anymore. They're the Washington football team.
Whatever.
You can't say Cleveland Indians after this year either. They're the Cleveland Guardians. Don't you dare, Greg Polk. You know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? You know, it's.
But you can still win that division.
Yeah.
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 So, because you still got five more division games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was doing the math. It's hard to say seven, but that would not be right. So, anyway, Titans, Seahawks, you brought it up, 3:25 Sunday afternoon. Taylor Lewan, for the first time since Sunday, publicly addressed his ownership of Chandler Jones. He said he was too hyped in the pregame and he got drained. I'm not on that one.
Neither was Paul.
Yeah, and I think most people, with sense or not, would get that. And then he said his knee wasn't to blame, said the booze hurt and everything. You know, too hyped in the pregame and then got drained. Come on, man, you're a pro. Number one, number two, that's a load of crap.
You're not buying it.
No. And if it is, I wouldn't say it. You're a pro, man. How many years have you been in the league now? What is this? Seven for him? Six? Seven?
Probably seven or eight.
Seven or eight? You get two.
The years bunched together.
No. I think
he's 2 or 3 years into this new
contract.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking seven. Yeah. No, the I mean, five, listen, the
I understand eight, what eight. You're saying, and I understand what you're saying, and I understand, you know, Patton, you were there, you know, him getting booed when he comes into the game. First of all, you know, why is the PA announcer announcing that your left tackle's coming back?
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that before either.
At any level.
And I think the fans were saying, look, man, you know, you're the guy that wore the Boss Hog suit when you did your press conference after you signed, you know, the richest contract for a left tackle in the NFL at the time. You're the guy with the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. You're the guy that likes to, you know, troll on Twitter and troll people and, you know, troll certain media members and stuff like that. You got to play better. You know, this is what's, you know, and he knows what he did was unacceptable. And I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of weird him saying, oh, I got too hyped up and I got drained.
That's such a load of crap. That is so, if that's one, if it's the truth, then you're, I think it's worse if it's the truth. I'd rather think that it's a lie than him telling me that's the truth.
That might have been a way for him to kind of baby face the situation. Yeah. Hey, I care so much that I got drained. I don't know.
I find it laughable. Laughable.
Listen, Taylor Lewan is a polarizing guy. And I think.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah. I mean, I find it to be pretty likable, pretty refreshing. But, you know. I think the fans sent him. I don't think he ever expected to get booed.
Well, first
off,
I want to go back to the PA.
Okay,
what the hell is he doing? He's not the play-by-play announcer. I've never heard now returning to the game a position player.
Yeah, that's
in
weird.
The history of college. I don't even think I've heard that at the high school level.
Yeah, I mean,
so and I know it's a new guy, his first home game. And
right.
Blah
right.
blah blah.
I miss Duke personally.
Huh?
I miss Duke.
Well, Mike Donegan's a good guy, but he had done it since '99, right?
Yep.
Or maybe the couple years before then,
Well, let's set that aside for a second.
Yeah, don't get me on that one either.
Okay, All right. All right. Well, let's set that aside. I was too keyed up and him getting announced coming back in the game.
I'll laugh at it.
Okay. Okay. Let's set that aside for a second, Greg. Just for one second.
I'm going to be your petty over here.
See, now you're coming around the ball.
And it's no fun.
Now you're coming around.
It's no fun, is it?
No, it's fun being petty.
No, it's not.
It's fun for you, though.
No, but it's not fun hearing somebody being petty.
For me, it kind of is because I'm petty.
Well, then encourage my pettiness.
All right, stay.
No,
be petty.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, you're over there.
Listen, the fact that he did come out and own it. Listen, he stunk up the joint. The knee is not an excuse. You being quote unquote too keyed up and got drained is not an excuse.
Don't bring that up.
Right. Okay. I like the fact that he owned it. That he stunk up the joint. Because he knows he's one of the highest paid players at his position in the league. He's supposed to be a team leader. He's supposed to, you know, he's supposed to be, like I said, the fun loving, bussing with the boys podcast guy. And we're for the boys. And you media people are all idiots. You don't understand what we do and stuff like that. And give the Tennessee Titans more credit. Remember that a few years ago in the locker room after a win?
He's become a cartoon character.
And then they lost like three in a row. Listen, Taylor
Wines. He's a cartoon character.
But he's
right
good.
Now.
He's a good football player. But you're right. He needs to, you know. You can't play like that. If you're gonna be all these things outside of football, you got to play better. And I think he knows that. But you're right. Now, the more I think about it, the whole, well, I got too keyed up. You know, I like the fact that he said my knee wasn't an excuse, even though it's clear. This guy's coming off major knee surgery. I liken his situation to Saquon Barkley's situation. He's not 100%. You know, he barely practiced during training camp. Didn't play any he played in the last preseason game. You know, he's not 100%. But again, if you go out there, you're expected to produce. And the money you're making, you're expected, you know, not to get eaten up like Chandler Jones, who's a great player, that as we all know. So, you know.
Yeah, I made the Pro Bowl with one game.
Do you like the fact that he basically owned it? You're just
I do like that.
But you are pooping on the whole I got too keyed up and got drained.
Just know when to shut up. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So that's Sunday, the Seahawks. You see, Russell Wilson's best friend died.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I saw the tweet. Yeah. I didn't hear what he said. But
It's someone he had met when he was in college. He was going to IMG Academy to train before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
He became his mentor, his friend, his business partner, mm-hmm. a guy named Trevor Moard, M-O-A-M-O-A-D, 48, died of cancer, and they'd been very, very close all the way, you know, through this, and they had just met. He was this guy was the former director of training at the IMG Academy, so very well respected, and they had become very good friends with that. White House last night in Waverly. I tell you what, I saw you guys. I know you guys led the news with it, which you should have.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it was a great game, right? White House.
Yeah, it was like 36-34 or something.
Over 6,000.
Yeah.
And who's the cute redheaded guy that's your news announcer, your news reporter with the glasses?
Oh, Chris Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's really good. Yeah, he's solid.
You go out and interview what?
Did you just say he was cute?
Cute. He's cute. redheaded. He looks all like right. The preacher in Gran Torino.
Yeah, he does.
You ever seen that movie?
Yes, I've seen it a couple times. Yeah, good call.
Oh, come on.
You guys see Gran Torino. Lord, put that on your list.
He's not. Put that
on a t-shirt on the dog.
We could give Unforgiven, by the way. You got to see that one from Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, right? And we still need his review of Goodfellas.
Well, he's going to be like in a cave for years with all
this. He can handle it. He's young, man. That's just drink some Red Bull, and you know he'll be fine. He's 22. He's good.
He's going to come back with the clip version, right? What was it you used to get?
The Cliff Notes version.
And I don't know. He interviewed a student from Waverly. She was so just very – she encapsulated. Go back and I hope you guys – I'm sure you'll run it throughout mm-hmm. the day because you repurpose those things. It was really, man, because that what that city's been through is amazing. By the way, Randall Bolden, who was on with us, we do a Legend of the Week every Saturday morning on Prep Football Talk. He's our legend.
Oh, good.
Just
good.
Because everything they've been through.
Yeah, man.
And shout out to the Titans. They gave the keys to the castle,
mm-hmm.
The broadcast of the radio network. They did it just as if it were a Titans game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just what,
so
you
it was
know,
Mike and Coach calling the game.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah,
Amy Wells on the sidelines, the whole deal. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and
good
the
on whole, them.
The pregame and everything. So it made me feel good. You know,
yeah,
I felt good watching it.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of not so good in the world right now. So
we are the volunteer state.
Yeah, anytime you can latch on to a good positive story like that, yeah. Kudos to the Tennessee Titans for doing that. I think it was fantastic. And we showed a couple of clips, a couple of highlights. We'll have more tonight on the UPS Store Friday Night Football. We'll kind of look back on the game and kind of expand things a little bit more. But, yeah, it was a great thing, great night, when tragedy like that strikes, you got to make the best of it. You got to try to, find some good in it. And so you're right. We are the volunteer state. Tennessee Titans have been great in the community ever since their inception, here in Nashville. So give them a lot of credit.
6,000 people, 6,000 plus. I haven't seen the exact number.
Yeah.
I would dare say that 2/3 of, or maybe more, 75% had never been to that stadium, probably.
Right.
Because...
Great opportunity to go and just see the stadium. Like you said, watching it on TV all these years and living here, just haven't been able to get to a game. So, yeah, kudos to the people that showed up. Kudos to the people that donated. I know they were taking donations. It was free to get in, right? But they were taking donations for Waverly. So I'm sure.
Yeah, all the donations went to the United Way of Humphreys County.
Oh, that's great. Yep. That's great.
Which is Waverly and McEwen also got it, but not to the devastation of that. Of course, you've been over there, right? One of these days,
Pat, you're gonna kidnap me and put me in the car and take me on a road trip.
We're gonna do circles that start small and go all the way.
Okay.
I'll
only do it if Patton comes with us, because I can't be alone in a car with you for more than probably 20 minutes.
Oh, you'll feel good. The cooler's in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I
want to recant that last statement.
In this state, if you have two people.
I want to redact that last statement.
I won't be drinking and driving, but in this state, you can have an open container if the person with you is imbibing. So, yeah.
All right. So we're going to go on tour?
Patton's definitely in now, right?
Yeah. Well, Patton will have to get the video camera rolling, and we'll just document our trip.
I'd put him in the back seat, but after all the windows down, so his feet will stick.
I know. The guy's like 8 feet tall, man. Jeez.
Yep. So he's got the little beacon light, the low flying planes.
See, you guys are making me laugh on a bad morning for a New York sports fan.
I guarantee you,
Yankees lost in horrible fashion to the Orioles. Giants debacle. Yeah. So
put a knife in them.
All right. Yeah.
But all right, that gets us going. Hey, coming up, Picking with the Pickers, Whispering Bill Landers.
Oh, man, it's going to be so much fun.
Doesn't get any better than the legend, Whispering Bill Landers.
Amazing.
And he's going to join us for Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Tim Leeper Roofing. But coming up after this first break, we'll find out who the Vols are going to start at quarterback. We don't know. But anyway, Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a cast iron waffle and some prime rib hash, or a Kitchen Notes burger and grandma's chicken noodle soup for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward.
We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms later on today. Highs near 83 degrees. For tonight, still a chance of rain. Lows around 70 degrees. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms, likely cloudy skies. Highs near 83. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, right here in the Striking Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, Tennessee Tech over at UT. Of course, UT coming off the loss to Pittsburgh last Saturday. Joined now from Go Vols 24/7, Ryan Callahan. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up, Ryan? Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you guys.
Tell me who the quarterback's going to be. No one's talked about it this week.
Tell us, Ryan. Tell us.
Yeah, I want to know right now.
Well, I feel pretty confident saying this. I think one way or another, we're going to see Hendon Hooker play and probably a good bit in this game. Now, whether he's the starter or not, I think it's just going to come down to Joe Milton's availability. I think if Milton is cleared to play and there are at least some encouraging signs that he is probably going to be good to go for some of this game at least. I think they're going to take it easy with him, but I think they would like to get him some work maybe. So I think there's a good chance we see both guys. And if that's the case, maybe that means Milton is the starter, but Hooker comes in pretty quickly. And it may just depend on how the game sort of unfolds. But my guess right now, and this is just a guess, is that we see both quarterbacks play. I definitely don't think Tennessee is ready to move on, though, from Joe Milton, which I know some Tennessee fans out there are already ready to see. But I don't think that's the case.
You don't say, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think they're turning the page just yet, but I do think we will see Hendon Hooker in this game for sure.
Well, let's talk about Milton a little bit, because before he got hurt, I mean, that could have been a two, maybe three-score game, but he was overthrowing guys. He's got a cannon for an arm. I love watching him throw the ball, but, man, how concerned are Josh Heupel and the coaching staff about, you know, his lack of touch on the deep balls so far, based on what we've seen?
I think it's definitely a concern, because it's something they didn't see as much from him throughout preseason camp. That's not to say he hit every single throw on the practice field, but I think they saw a much more consistent thrower than what they've seen the first 2 weeks, where, you know, most Tennessee fans, I think, when they see Joe Milton throw a deep ball, they say, oh, here goes another one over somebody's head. So I don't think it was anything close to that during preseason camp, and I think they feel he's got another level to his game beyond what they've seen. At Michigan last year, that was one of the concerns Milton had. I don't think even then it showed up as consistently, though, as what we've seen. So I think these games have been a little bit out of character for him. Now we'll see if it continues at this clip. I think there will come a point where if he doesn't get this under control, even if Tennessee is sticking with him as its starter right now, there will come a point where they have to obviously make a decision on that and decide, okay, we can't keep doing this. We've got to go with Hendon Hooker. And if you listen to some of the coaches' comments this week, Alex Golish, the offensive coordinator, was on Vol calls this week. He spoke very highly of Hendon Hooker. I think there is some genuine trust in him throughout the program. I think they really like the way he approaches things, kind of his calmness and the veteran presence he brings. So they feel they have a very viable alternative. They won't hesitate to turn the page if they feel they need to, but I'm not sure they're there just yet. So it's an interesting dilemma they're in. I don't think they believe that the Joe Milton they've seen is the best they can get out of him. And the most important thing is, as Josh Heupel kind of said this week, they've got to figure out what's causing that, because there's obviously you don't just make a bad throw. It's either he's, you know, maybe he's panicking under pressure, maybe his mechanics are off. There's got to be some sort of root cause to that, and they're trying to get to the bottom of exactly what the issue has been.
Yeah, maybe just adrenaline, you know, new place, new building, you know, big crowd. I don't know. But hey, I didn't hear anything through this, Harrison Bailey. Has that ship sailed?
No, it hasn't. Now, I will say this. For anybody, and we've talked to a lot of people that saw a lot more practice than we did, and everyone I've spoken to, it's not even been really up for debate. Harrison Bailey was third in the pecking order. There was, I don't think it was a close call. I don't think it's one of those deals where the coaching staff looked at it and said, well, we just want to go with Joe Milton. We're not worried about what happens in practice, or we need to go with running ability over a guy who's more of a true pocket passer. I don't think it was either of those things. I think it was just Harrison Bailey didn't make as many plays as the other guys, and Harrison Bailey's a young guy that is still developing. Let's face it. He played three games at the end of last year, and even then he didn't get to throw a lot under the former staff. They were trying to win some games and do what that team did best, which they felt was running the ball for the most part at the time. But he was just the best option they had in a bad quarterback situation. This year, they've obviously added two veterans to the mix that have starting experience at other Power 5 schools. So it's just a different situation. So does this staff think Harrison Bailey will never be any good, will never be a starter? I definitely don't think that. I don't think they're moving on from him and saying there's no chance he plays. I just think right now, compared to the two guys they have in front of him, they feel the others are much better prepared right now, or much more capable of keeping Tennessee in a game against an SEC opponent and doing what they want to do consistently. Remember, this staff, the tempo they want to play at, even Hendon Hooker has a little bit of work to do, I think, in that regard. But they want to move at a fast pace. He's got to process things faster, I think Harrison Bailey does. You know, they've got some things they want him to work on before he's ready. But I think they still feel there's a chance for him to be a good quarterback in the future. He's just not there just yet.
Ryan Callahan is our guest, Go Vols 24/7. Let's talk a little bit more about Hendon Hooker. What did you see from him Saturday when he came in for Milton?
You know, I thought he was pretty good, honestly. He made the two big mistakes. Obviously, you're going to stick with people. Had the fumble, had the interception there at the end of the game. So he was not perfect by any means. But I think you saw the running ability there, which was kind of his strong suit at Virginia Tech too. He rushed for, I think, a total of more than 1,000 yards during his two seasons at Virginia Tech, and that's only in 15 starts. So that shows you he can definitely be a weapon with his legs. That's exciting, I think, to Tennessee. And I think especially when you look at what this team is, I thought seeing him out there, he may be the best fit Tennessee has in some ways for what this offensive line can give in terms of protection and just for where they are in terms of the passing game. I'm not sure this it's interesting, this passing game, because the wide receivers have shown they can make a lot of plays, but can they consistently get open to the point that this is going to be an offense that can throw for 350 a game? I don't know. I'm not sure if they're there. So having a guy with some running ability might make a lot of sense for where this team is. And I thought he opened things up a little bit once he got going. That offense felt like it had some confidence in it. And, you know, again, he's not a finished product at all either. He's got to move faster. The staff is big on keeping that fast pace. And I thought they moved a little bit slower with Hendon Hooker in the game. But if he can get that fixed, I think there's a lot that's intriguing about him. And those two turnovers, not necessarily indicative of what he has done in the past. He only had 7 interceptions over the past 2 years at Virginia Tech combined between those two seasons. So he's not known as a big turnover machine or anything like that. So we'll see if he can cut down the turnovers that he had last week. But if he does, I think he's a very viable alternative. And if he continues to play that way, I think there's a good chance he starts some games, whether it's this week or later.
Ryan, Josh Heupel will get a little testy this week, I think, at press conferences, the QB club, Vol calls. Every time he could, you know, speak publicly, he talked about his team with distractions, not getting focused too late, and all the things that went into it. So I thought it was interesting because that seemed like publicly that was a constant theme.
It was. I didn't sense a testy tone, maybe as much as he gets testy in the public setting. But definitely the fact that he mentioned it as much as he did, I think does make you think that's or that he believes that's a real reason that maybe last week didn't go as planned. Certainly in the first half of that game, and in particular. So I think they, I don't know. We'll see if this week they fully address that. But as much as he harped on it publicly, as you said, you'd have to imagine it's been a big, big emphasis behind the scenes to approach things right. He's been pretty complimentary of this team's approach overall. So that was definitely a little bit surprising to hear that so much this week. But I think they clearly have been focusing on Monday through Friday being as good as it needs to be. We've heard that from multiple coaches this week, that when things go wrong on Saturday, it's because something Monday through Friday didn't go right. They've been really focused on making sure this team prepares the right way, and especially coming off a loss. I think they feel they've seen a pretty good response so far this week, but they obviously want to get that right, because they feel this team clearly didn't do some things in the right way, in particular last week leading up to the Pittsburgh game.
I got one for you. Fourth and inches, late in the game, inside the five, you line up the quarterback and the shotgun. Which makes him, 6 yards away instead of 6 inches. I will never understand that. I don't care what your philosophy is. I mean, you need 6 inches, and then you put yourself.
Well, Greg, you don't watch film. You don't break things down like us coaches do.
Well, guess what? You know, I've never made a movie, but I know when one sucks, okay?
Well, this is a constant source of hand-wringing from I remember this came up even during the Butch Jones era at times. Mike Leach's offenses have had this issue for years. You see it a lot of places these days with so many teams running almost exclusively shotgun. Now, Josh Heupel did say after the game they do have the flexibility. They have some under-center stuff installed that they work on, so it's not as if they're confined to the shotgun by necessity because they never work on under center stuff. So they had that option. Now the question is, did they feel that Hendon Hooker had gotten enough under center work throughout the week to feel good in that spot? At that point in the game, that remains. I'm not really sure on that. You know, I think the other thing to me that's maybe more head scratching is Hendon Hooker's running really well at that point in the game. I mean, it's easy to second guess that, but I'm giving him an option to do something in that situation, because him keeping it clearly looked like a better option at that point in the game than Jalen Wright to me, because Tennessee had not had really any luck with the running game with its running backs throughout the day. Both of those guys that played averaged under 2 yards a carry, I think. So Hooker had been pretty effective. I questioned taking the ball out of his hands more so than I questioned the not going under center. But I get it, and hey, that question's not going to go away. I have a feeling at some point we'll see that again, and if they're not under center, whether they get the first down or not, it's going to drive some fans crazy, because that's just how fans are used to seeing that, and that is how some of these coaches are just wired that way these days. If they rely on the shotgun, they often believe in sticking with it no matter what the situation.
Ryan, obviously Tennessee Tech coming in, it's a get-right, feel-good game for the Vols. Overall, what do you need to see from Tennessee tomorrow to feel good about this team going forward?
Well, first of all, I'm so glad this game is being played the third week of the season instead of in November.
Yeah, I know.
There is nothing worse than those FCS versus SEC games next to last week of the season or whatever. So this game is a good spot for this team to have it, because obviously you're coming off a loss, but not only that, it's a final tune-up before SEC play, so you get a chance to test some depth and see if you can develop some depth going into SEC play. That's the main thing I think this team needs to get out of this game tomorrow, is they've got to develop some more players, get some other guys ready, because they're going to need more than what they've played so far. They haven't played many guys on the offensive line. They need to see, I think, a few other guys on at that position. You know, Jeremiah Crawford is a junior college transfer. I think they would like to get ready to be at least available in case of an emergency. Some guys like that. We haven't seen much from Dane Davis, the former walk-on, who was kind of the star of a spring practice earlier this year on the offensive line. So you've got some guys like that you need to bring on. And then at running back, they haven't played anybody besides the top three guys, really, and then walk-on Marcus Pierce. So do we see Lanith Whitehead, D. Beckwith, anyone else at that position that might be able to help? But obviously they were down the top two running backs last week. They need someone else to come along there. And at wide receiver, you know, Jalen Hyatt's going to be out. It's a chance for someone like Jimmy Callaway to play a lot more snaps. This is a depth-building game at this point in the season, and I think it's an important opportunity for them to take advantage of that. The big thing, though, is going to be quarterback. Until further notice, it's, you know, can you get Hendon Hooker and or Joe Milton some confidence and get them playing well, even against an opponent that's obviously going to be outmanned? Tennessee Tech is not just an FCS team. They're a struggling FCS team right now, not really being very competitive in its first two games. So Tennessee should take care of business here, but can you get out of this game with, you know, a clean stat line for Hendon Hooker? With if Joe Milton plays, can he throw a couple touchdown passes, get things going, maybe hit a deep ball to build some confidence there? You're obviously going to Florida next week, so this team needs to be kind of hitting on all cylinders and certainly at least feeling a little better about itself going into that one next week.
Ryan Callahan, 24/7. That's where you can find him on Twitter. GoVols247 as well. GoVols247.com. Ryan, thank you, man. We'll talk to you next Friday. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ryan.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now that demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Think of that, half a century. Edmunds editors drive over half a million.
As long as I've been alive.
Yeah, and these editors, they drive a half a million miles every year, testing thousands of hours of hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every vehicle on the market, rank the ones best in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates. And when I say that, a half a million, Edmunds editors document, they drive these things, they maintain the vehicles, and follow up over the course of 20,000 miles in the first year of ownership. They're looking for red flags, just what is good, what is not. That way they can impart that message to you. They're doing all the legwork. Yeah, you can't tell me on just one or two test drives that you know everything about what you're getting ready to buy. Let the experts set the stage for you. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car ranking. Search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. We're wide open to the top of the hour. If you want to call us on the F&M Bank phone line, please do. 615-844-5600.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-806-2371. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-806-2371. That's 800-806-2371. Again, 800-806-2371.
And now Delta Blue Roofing is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Delta Blue Roofing. Backed by 20 years of experience, Delta Blue Roofing is a name you can trust. For residential or commercial roofing installations or repairs, trust Delta Blue Roofing. Call today at 615-474-0090. That's 615-474-0090. And visit DeltaBlueRoofing.com. Delta Blue Roofing. They're people who care.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
And now our friends at Mike's Remodeling are reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Mike's Remodeling, our number one most trusted contractor backed by over 21 years of experience in residential and commercial remodeling. Trust the name we trust. Mike's Remodeling. Call 270-305-3424. That's 270-305-3424.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Craig Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni National Hotel. Picking with the Pickers, we do it every Friday. Man, the legendary Whisperin' Bill Anderson, Country Music Hall of Fame, Grand Ole Opry, and really just a great guy on top of everything else. Big Georgia Bulldog fan. Big Vandy fan.
Yeah, but he loves his Bulldogs.
He loves his Bulldogs.
Friend of show. We've had him on before. Yeah. Great guy. I'm looking forward to after the night I had last night from my personal sports journey. Be good to laugh and joke and have some fun with Whisperin' Bill on Picking with the Pickers.
615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, yeah, Steve.
Y'all should do Hobnob with some celebrities there. Y'all running some exclusive crowds.
Well, when you do a show with Greg Pogue, who's America's guest, he knows all the celebs. People call me Johnny Nashville. Nah, it's him.
He's got quite the Rolodex there, so that's impressive. Hey, that game last night, that last minute pretty much sums up what being a sports fan. There were quite a few Giants fans, and when he was the first one, they were going nuts, of course. Then they saw the laundry on the field, then he snuck the second one in, and you could just take your break.
When the flag dropped and they said it was going to be offsides on Dexter Lawrence, I mean, I'd already resigned myself to the fact that Hopkins was going to make the second field goal. I mean, yeah. You give that guy a second chance. You give any NFL kicker, maybe not a Titans kicker lately, but you give any kicker a second chance.
One of the 53 that's been through here with Vrabel. According to him.
So, I'd already resigned myself to the fact he's going to make this. We're going to lose. And, I felt like I got kicked in the nether regions. But you're right. That's what being a fan is all about. It's just these gut-wrenching losses, exhilarating wins. It's what we live for.
What regions?
Nether.
Nether.
Yeah.
Okay. The nether regions.
They look promising, though. You got something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. Victory. There was a lot of positives. The defense is terrible, but I was happy because, trust me, amongst like New York fans, Daniel Jones takes a lot of garbage. And I thought he played pretty darn well. And, the way the defense played last year, 29 points definitely would have been good enough to win that game. I don't know what's going on with the Giants' defense. They can't get off the field. No pass rush. Bradbury was an all-pro last year. He got smoked by that McLaren kid. I don't know what's going on. He did have a nice interception late in the game. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the – I'm more disappointed with the defense than I am anything else, quite frankly.
Where did their Redskins quarterback come from? I've never heard. I don't even know who that is.
Well, he played in the last year, right?
Yeah,
in
he
the
started
playoff
their
game.
Playoff game against Tampa, and he played really well. I was surprised he was not going to.
Isn't Heineken from Finland?
Where is Heineken?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm actually surprised he wasn't brought back and made the starter. They brought in, Fitzmagic, and, of course, he got hurt opening day, and he got the start. So,
he played at Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Yep, in college.
Okay. Well, we start tailgating at 10 tomorrow morning.
Hey, let me ask you something. I'll just do it public. You got a ticket for me?
I might, yeah.
I'm serious. Is it all paperless or are there hard copies?
They gave us hard copies.
All right, well, we'll talk. I'm serious. I don't mind asking. As many damn tickets I've given to people in the last lifetime.
Great. America's guest.
Anyway, I've been looking at it, man. I've told you. My game's at 2.
Yeah.
So TSU, plug this, TSU John Merritt Classic, Kentucky State. I'll be there. So I'll be off the air, 5:30, 6 o'clock in that range?
I would say
5:30 to 6.
Yeah, in the 5:30 to 6 window. Yeah.
And so
you got plenty of time to get over to Vanderbilt Stadium down the road.
I'm sure there's easy parking to find.
Absolutely. Yeah. Piece of cake.
Yeah, Stanford's not traveling, right?
That's right. Come on.
All right.
He couldn't download the tickets on his flip phone, so it didn't work out. So he still has the flip phone. He's got the plaster.
Does Nokia even make phones anymore, by the way?
Yeah, up to a few years ago, his phone still had an antenna on it with tape on it. So that, I mean, your phone's due for an upgrade.
The sad part is we thought we were cool when we had our Nokia flip phones. You know, we'd little swagger when you flip the thing up.
I thought it was cool with the thing that they used in the Army, that big first cell phone that came out, looked like a big boot.
And then like the Nino Brown drug dealer phone of the late 80s, early 90s, that big gray thing where you really had to press on the button. You know,
mine had an antenna. Mine had an antenna.
Yeah,
I think those things came. They came ready with radiation and brain cancer already built in. There's no way that we're not having any influence on that. But
you're probably
anyhow,
right.
It'll be an interesting game tomorrow. I hope Stanford's going to give us a tough one. But who did you take for your silly, goofy underdog pick, folks?
I had Michigan State getting 6 at Miami. I think that I think they got a really good chance of winning that game straight up. What's his name? The new coach at Michigan State. I'm drawing a blank. Melvin? I don't know. But
what time's the Penn State Auburn game tomorrow? I guess I could look on my phone.
I think that's a night game on ABC, so probably 7.
6:30.
6:30.
The whiteout.
Oh, yep.
Okay. We'll miss that one. All right. Well, yeah, shoot me a text, Greg.
All right.
I could have an extra
I think
one.
I'm going to go. Yeah, thank you.
Anchor down, buddy.
Steve. Yeah. Why not? It's going to be a beautiful night. It's going to rain tomorrow some during the day, though. Your Bree said, I think, 40% chance tomorrow.
She's not my Bree. She's our Bree.
Aubrey?
Our Bree.
Oh.
Mel Tucker, that Michigan
State. What did I say? Melvin?
You said Melvin. It's
probably
his
name.
Melvin Tucker sounds like a Motown singer from the 60s.
Michigan State, you know, I'm surprised that they're getting 6 at Miami. So, anyway. You know, the biggest game, or one of them anyways, this coming Sunday, the Chiefs and the Ravens. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger. FanDuel giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet and the same game parlays. And I was hearing Brad Powers talking about parlays and this and that and all the things you can do, the halftime numbers, the over-under per quarter, the money line, the spread, the total, take a quarterback over-under on passing totals. There's all kind of ways you can bet a little to win a lot with those same game parlays. It is. FanDuel Sportsbook is rated the number one sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. The promo code GREGP will get you into the Chiefs and the Ravens, and you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code GREGP.
Folks, use the promo code GREGP.
I appreciate that, John. Thank you very much. The sincerity is what wins me over. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager designated offer market max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt, as he runs out of air. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Eric, you'll be first right after the break.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family.
American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan forecast. For today, we'll have mixed clouds and sun with a nice late in afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm, high 86. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, low 68. Friday, cloud, sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 86. Utilizing the resources of the Bulletin Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Renault.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
.615-844-5600 if you'll get on the Evident Bank phone line. Let's get right to it. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. John, I fell for you last night. Well, first of all, your Yankees had a 2-0 lead over the Orioles. Then I guess it was a wild pitch to tie it up in the ninth and then losing extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have the Giants do what they did last night, which, again, they should have won last night. They should not have lost to the Washington football team last night. You felt bad, and I felt bad for you, especially being offsides on that field goal.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, how do you think he looked last night? He has a couple good runs. It looked like
he's not 100% yet, Eric. He's not 100% yet. He's getting there, though. He's getting there.
Yeah. And also, I'm glad it did. I didn't see because I stepped out of the room, but, of course, I came back, and that guy, the lineman that got hurt last night.
Yeah.
You just hate hearing about stuff like that.
Nick Gates, yeah, really bad lower body fracture. So obviously his season is over. Hopefully he can rehab and resume his career. But yeah, it was bad that NFL Network said we're not going to show you how he got hurt.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard Joe Buck say. Yeah, we're not going to show it again. I'm glad it didn't because I don't know if I wanted to see that. But real quick about the Titans, guys. I tell you what, I think they'll play harder, play better. Does that mean they'll necessarily win? I don't think so. I still think Seattle, because of Russell Wilson factor, I just don't see him win. I could be wrong, totally wrong, but I just don't see it. I think they'll probably play a great first half, but they could still lose by 10 or get blown out. I think they're going to play harder and better, but I just don't see them winning, guys. But we'll see what happens, guys. Y'all take care and have a great weekend.
You too,
thanks,
Eric.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, friend of the show, John Glennon, just tweeted this out. I saw this yesterday. Did you hear about the former Austin Peay offensive lineman who was at the Titans practice facility across the street holding up a sign saying, hey, give me a chance?
No.
Yeah, it's Jalen Fly from Austin Peay.
Yeah.
6'8", 328-pounder. I just retweeted it. I saw this guy. He was staked out across from the Titans facility on Thursday in hopes of drawing interest. Former Austin Peay offensive lineman missed a chance at 2020 Pro Day due to NFL COVID restrictions. He's been playing semi-pro ball, but he wants to play in the NFL. And he was literally holding up a sign across from the Titans facility.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, COVID altered my football path, but not my faith. I chatted him up briefly. I was going to interview him, but I couldn't find Brian. John Glennon, at Glennon Sports on Twitter, check out the story there. So he's basically saying, hey, you know, he's got all his information, you know, his height, his weight, his wingspan, his agent's number, that kind of thing. So he was wearing a Titans T-shirt, and he was just kind of hanging out, holding up a sign saying, give me a chance.
6'8", 325.
Yeah, big kid. Big guy. Really nice kid. I talked to him for about two seconds. Really nice young man.
Well, has there been any traction with it?
Not that I've seen.
Bring him over. Bring him over. Make him, put him through the physical. Run him around.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, what's it going to do?
It's a good, well, PR gesture for the Tennessee Titans.
Great one last night.
Right.
You know, with Waverly at the stadium.
You know, if I'm JR, and I'm Vrabel, I bring him in, I sit him down, I run him through some drills.
And he wrote this sign on the, like, the cardboard box that they use in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. There, I see what you did there. So check it out. Like I said, I just retweeted it, or go to John Glennon's Twitter at Glennon Sports.
That's a neat story.
Mm-hmm.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. None other than Whisperin' Bill Anderson, coming up after the top of the hour break.
PDQ
Transpiro. On air and online, Sports Radio WNSI.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. A major UN climate summit opens in early November in Scotland. Today, the White House hosted a virtual forum on climate change, and President Biden says he's ready to act.
Countries representing more than half of the global GDP are committed to taking steps that will keep us within reach of our joint pursuit of limiting warming.
Congress also is preparing to question the heads of major oil companies as part of an investigation into alleged disinformation about the link between fossil fuels and climate change. There's fencing up today around the Capitol ahead of tomorrow's planned protest in support of people arrested after the January 6th riot there. Officials from the Department of Homeland Security say there is a threat of violence but no evidence of a credible plot. An FDA advisory committee is holding a hearing on coronavirus vaccine boosters. Scientists are divided over whether there should be an extra shot administered to all people or limited to those at higher risk. This is ABC News.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Erin McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
behold.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Behold, a fiendish masterpiece!
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall.
It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts for Pickin' with the Pickers, Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
All right, mental note to get that open updated. We left out a legend that's been on with us every year, Whispering Bill Anderson. His return is this morning, Bill. Why you're not in that open, I don't know.
Charlie. Well, I kept listening to my name, and I didn't hear it, so goodbye.
Bill, charge it to our heads and not our hearts. You know we love you. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for being on with us.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you guys. Thank you.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good, Bogey. How about you?
Doing good, man. Football season rolling along. Your Georgia Bulldoggies are the win over Clemson. You know, I always like that they hold their destiny in their own hands, don't we all? But it's football season, man, and I know things are rolling along with you. And I know we've got a resurgence and everything, and we talked last fall, I think, on this, and you know everything was shut down. But are you getting back out? Any? What are you doing, man?
Well, not a whole lot. I'm doing some shows out at the Opry. Mm-hmm. I'll be on tomorrow night out there. I'm not touring. I'm not going out on the road. I'm trying to be as cautious as I can, you know, with the COVID situation. And I've got some health issues in my family, and for that, I'm trying to be a little extra careful.
Well, and I've always wanted, I don't think, you know, we've talked a lot over the years on and off the air. By the way, our friend George Plaster, I was on him yesterday afternoon, and told him that you were going to be on, and he said to say hello, and he was telling me about the time that Jeff Francoeur, of course, the Braves player, now their announcer, that his father was such a big friend of yours, so he hooked you and Jeff Francoeur's father up, of course, the Braves there and everything, and so Plaz says hello to you.
Well, a big hello right back to him. I listen to him, and I'm glad he's on your station now.
We're the only one that can have him, really, because
he's been everywhere else.
Yeah, because we leave him alone.
Yeah, exactly. We let him do what he wants to do. You know, he's not sitting in post-show meetings for a half an hour after he gets done, so I think he likes that.
I'm sure.
Bill, I want to ask you this, though. How cool is it when you were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry membership, and now – when people on stage get invited, and just the way it does, it's just so uplifting. And you know, because man, that's the pinnacle of country music, is being a member of the Grand Ole Opry and being the Country Music Hall of Fame, of which you are. But what's it like when you induct somebody?
When I joined the Opry, and I just celebrated my 60th anniversary as an Opry member back in July.
Wow!
So I told you how long I've been hanging around out there. But when I joined the Opry, Greg, they really didn't make much of a big deal about it. There was a little article in the paper on Monday in the Nashville Banner that said, well, Saturday night, Bill Anderson was made the 61st member of the Grand Ole Opry, and that's about all it was. But they've turned it into almost a coronation now. I mean, it's such a big thing. And I was just reading where my friends, the Isaacs, got inducted on Tuesday night. I wasn't there, but I was there in spirit. I love those folks and glad to have them as a part of our family. It's a big thing now, and it really should be a big thing. It's as you say, it's kind of the pinnacle of success in country music, and I'm glad that they treat it that way.
Bill, how much pride do you take in the fact that not only are you a legendary singer, but also the songwriting as well? You know, being able to create something from the ground up and have it become something. You know, I've always, you know, I've been in broadcasting my whole life, and I like the being on air, quote unquote, part of it. But I also like the creative process, putting something together, whether it's a sports cast or a show or a radio program. Do you get equally the amount of satisfaction from songwriting as you do from performing?
Well, I really do, John. That's what brought me to Nashville. I came here as a songwriter. I had written a couple of things while I was still down in Georgia working as a disc jockey, and it opened some doors for me in Nashville. And everything that happened in addition to the songwriting has just kind of been the icing on the cake, because the songwriting is what brought me to the dance. And I'm like you. It's the fun part, the creative part. Staring at that blank sheet of paper, and all of a sudden there's words written on there, and sometimes you look and say, where did those come from? And I guess we all know where they come from, but the creative process has never gotten old to me, and that's something I've been able to continue doing during the pandemic and during the time that we're kind of forced to be at home. I can sit here with my guitar and make up tunes and see if I can get some words to rhyme.
What song or two or a few that you said, no way in hell this is going to, you know, do anything? And conversely, you think you've got the next best hit and it doesn't do anything. You really don't know, do you?
You totally don't know. The public decides it. And if you can figure out the public, you're way ahead of most people. You know, you write something and you think, well, this is the best. It's the best I can do, and then you just kind of put it out there and let the chips fall where they may. When John Randall and I wrote Whiskey Lullaby, John did not believe in it at all. In fact, I had to get him to come to the studio to do a little demo record so we could present it to some people. He said, nobody's going to want to record a double suicide drinking song. And it turned out that Whiskey Lullaby was the song of the year, so you just really don't know.
In order, can you name all of your albums? How many albums have you put? was Still the first one?
I can't name all of my kids. All of my albums.
How many albums have you put out? 70?
Well, yeah, around 70, 72, something. Now, that's counting, you know, the ones that they've prepackaged and re-released.
Sure. Right.
I think I've probably recorded maybe 50 or 60 somewhere in there.
Wow.
It amazes me.
Well, I like what he said, just the fact that, you know, the whole process of putting something together where you start with that blank piece of paper. Now, take me inside the process, Bill. Does it start with, you know, the musical part and the melody and all that type of stuff, and the words come in later, the lyrics come in later? How does that work for you?
Well, for me, I'm basically a lyric writer.
Okay.
I write from a lyrical idea. So the lyric, in 99% of my songs, the lyric comes first.
Okay.
But now, not everybody writes like that. I mean, I've written with your friend Vince Gill, who's on this show with you quite often, and Vinny will often sit just with his guitar and get a little riff going and get a little melody going, and then he'll try to maybe find some words that fit what he's playing on his guitar. But he's such a great musician, he can do it that way. I write from an idea standpoint, and that's why it works for somebody like me and Vince to get together and write together, because he's so strong melodically and my strength is in the lyrics, so we kind of combine the two, and we've come up with a few songs together.
And, you know, 60 years the Grand Ole Opry, but inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, that's just been a few years ago. That had to mean something to you, because that's what we've been talking about here for the last 10 minutes.
Well, I was in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame back in 1975, but to get to go to New York and be up there next to, you know, all the biggies that have been down through the years and be inducted into, I guess, what is referred to as the National Songwriters Hall of Fame. That was a great honor. It was a wonderful night and something that I'll never forget or cease to be grateful for.
We're talking with the legendary Whispering Bill Anderson here, picking with the Pickers on the Greg Pogue and John Burton show. You've worked with so many artists. I'm curious, was there an artist that maybe you thought, I don't know if this is going to work out, and it ended up being like, you know, a great time for you and the artist, and you guys just cranked out hits all over the place?
No, I don't know that I ever worked with anybody that I thought wasn't going to make it. I mean, who am I to judge?
Right.
As I said, you know, the public is the ultimate judge. But I've had the opportunity and the privilege and pleasure over the years of working with everybody from Roy Acuff to Garth Brooks, and that's a pretty wide path right there. I tell people all the time, I feel like I came to Nashville at just the right time. I kind of got here on the tail end of what we call the hillbilly era in the late 50s and early 60s, and then to still be going at it, you know, today, I've been extremely blessed.
Bill Anderson has mentioned Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Lieber Roofing. Tim's going to be along with us here in a little while. We're going to pick some games. You were telling me the other day, though, I know we're going to pick Georgia. I texted you the games, and we were talking that Georgia and South Carolina. I want to talk more about this now than later, because we'll be in the middle of the picking part of it. You were telling me that, South Carolina was the first college football game you went to, your dad took you? Is that what you were telling me?
Yes, I was born in Columbia, South Carolina, just almost in the shadow of the university over there. And my dad took me to my first football game. It was back during the war years, 43, 44, somewhere in there. I was 6 or 7 years old. And he took me out to what is now Williams-Brice Stadium, and we saw the South Carolina Gamecocks play the Presbyterian Blue Hose. Now, I remember the score. South Carolina won the game 44-0. And from that moment on, I was kind of a Gamecock fan. You know, you guys, I don't know if John, you may know this, but when you're from South Carolina, have you guys ever heard of Big Thursday?
No. Yeah. Big Thursday?
I think so.
All right.
In South Carolina, let me tell you, growing up over there, in South Carolina, on the Thursday of State Fair Week, when the State Fair was in Columbia, Thursday was a state holiday. You know why? Because South Carolina played Clemson on Big Thursday. They played right there in Columbia. And I mean, yeah, we wouldn't have to go to school or anything. We'd sit home and listen to the game on the radio. And so I kind of grew up in that kind of environment as a football fan, and South Carolina was a first team that I ever pulled for.
So where did Georgia come along?
Well, Georgia came along after we moved to Georgia.
Yeah.
We moved from Columbia to just outside of Atlanta when I was about 8 years old. And then I became a Bulldog, and I'm still a Bulldog. And if you don't believe it, I'm sitting here right now with my Georgia baseball cap on my head.
And some red clay on your boots, right?
Oh, absolutely, and under my fingernails. That red clay never goes away.
Bill Anderson with us, picking with the Pickers. There's so many things that we can go in any direction. But you were on the match game, right? The match game. And Gene Rayburn?
Yeah, and that skinny microphone. I always thought it looked like a little hamburger on the top of the microphone. I was like, I'd be a little kid watching that and be like, well, why doesn't he eat that? I'm weird like that.
I got into doing game shows back in the 70s, and I really enjoyed it. It was kind of a left turn, kind of a detour in my music career, but I got to going out to California, and I appeared on Match Game quite a few times, and on Password Plus and Hollywood Squares and Family Feud and the different game shows. And then I ended up hosting a game show on ABC back in the late 70s. And then when the Nashville Network started here in town, I came back and hosted a game show there. I enjoy game shows. They're a lot of fun. And I made a lot of great friends. You mentioned Gene Rayburn and all the crazies on Match Game. That was a lot of fun. And let me tell you, the great part of it is I still, today, in fact, last week, I got a royalty check from an old Match Game.
Yeah, did I we, think we, yeah.
Did we
just,
lose Bill?
Yeah, we'll call Bill right back.
Let's okay.
Call Bill, and then we'll call Tim. Yeah, his phone just dropped.
He was in the middle of a great story.
I know.
I want to know how much that royalty check was for.
maybe not enough to pay the phone
Probably
bill.
Probably like 12 cents or something like that. Who knows?
I've heard Steve Cropper tell the story back, you know, now they just do automatic deposits, right? You'd go to your mailbox every day to get a royal, you know. Just I would like set a tent up I would build right by my mailbox. I would build my apartment because that's where the royalty mm-hmm. checks came in the mail and everything. So we'll reconnect with Bill. What a legend!
You know? Oh man, I mean just the things he's experienced and the artists that he's worked with. I mean, I'm looking at his discography. Got to be careful when I say that. You know, right now on Wikipedia, I think you were earlier. I mean, I'm just look at this list of albums and my gosh, singles and like you said, the people he's worked with.
Well, Bill, apparently that royalty check wasn't enough to pay your phone bill.
It was $15.46. In case you missed that,
yeah, we did. Yeah, that's where it dropped. We didn't get the amount. Yeah. And how long? What? How long from the time you did it to the royalty check arrived?
Oh well, I mean, I've gotten some little checks along the way. They kind of have to do that, you know, with union regulations,
right?
But just the fact that they're still coming in today for you know things we did 40 years ago out in California. And I mean, $15.46, that ain't gonna buy you much today, but hey, I appreciate it.
But if it's from the match game, I'd frame it. I wouldn't even cash it, Bill. I just put it up on the wall. Yeah, but back, you know, now I guess they're still mailing the royalty checks, but I was talking to Steve Cropper, and of course, all the royalty checks he gets, you know, back in the day, they came by mail, all of them, instead of that, you know, direct deposit. I think I'd pitch me a tent by the mailbox and just wait for my checks to come in.
Well, you're going to go awful hungry out there by your mailbox waiting for
What do you, Tim, what are you working on now? Give me, where are you headed the next 3-6 months, beside obviously your appearances like tomorrow night on the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, a couple of pretty exciting things going on, actually. Here's one that'll I hope make all the guys just a little bit envious. I just recorded a new duet with Dolly Parton.
Oh, man. what a wonderful woman.
She is just
absolutely incredible, and she's the Energizer Bunny of entertainment. She just never runs down. She just doesn't say no to people. She is just absolutely one of the greatest humans in the world. And I'm real excited about this record. I think, oddly enough, I think our voices had a pretty cool blend. And I think the song we recorded is something that may resonate with the folks. So it's not going to come out anytime soon because she has got so many things on her plate right now, and we don't want to, you know, cloud up things and confuse people with what she's got going on. But sometime after the first of the year, that duet's going to come out. And then I guess really the super big thing in my life right now is we're gearing up for a December 3rd opening down at the Country Music Hall of Fame. They're doing a Bill Anderson exhibit in their big exhibit hall down there. And they've been bringing their trucks and bands out to my house and my office and packing up and hauling away everything that's not nailed down. So, going to be kind of like my life flashing before my eyes, I guess. But I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be up from December 3rd of this year until March of 2023.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations about it. That is so cool. I read an interview over the weekend, as a matter of fact, with Emmylou Harris, and talking about, I guess, her time with Rodney Crowell earlier on, Graham Parsons, but Rodney Crowell, and when you're singing, like you just talked about with Dolly, how two voices harmonize to become one. Is that too simplistic?
No, if you're lucky, that happens. You know, not everybody
can sing with everybody. Not everybody's voice is bland. I think the thing about my voice and Dolly's voice on this record is the contrast, because I mean we not only don't look anything alike, we don't sound anything alike. But when you put the voices together, there's a very unique blend there, and I'm really excited about that, and will always be grateful to her for being willing to make this record with me.
Bill Anderson, it is Picking with the Pickers, Whispering Bill, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And Tim comes on with us every week to pick some games. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing
We're
well.
Doing well.
Say hello to Bill Anderson.
Hey, Mr. Bill, how are you this morning?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing good. I need to talk to you about a roof. I noticed the place on mine was leaking the other day.
Well, I'd be glad to come out and talk to you. I was going to tell you, congratulations on that Hall of Fame exhibit. It's not just everybody they let in there.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited about it, and I hope at some point you'll be able to come down and walk through it. Maybe we can go through it together.
If you go through it, but without me, if you go through it without me, Bill, I'm going to be mad, okay? I'll just tell you that right now.
Well, you know, that's life, Bogey.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, oh, man. Tim, you've got a story about with Whispering Bill, right?
Well, I was telling Greg the other day that, you know, your song with Jamie Johnson, the guitar song, I put that thing on repeat, and I can listen to it from here to Cookeville and never take it off. It just doesn't get old. I play it over and over and over again. I'm not saying that because I'm on the air with you. That's really one of my favorite songs.
Thank you. Well, Jamie Johnson is one of my favorite people on the planet, and we had a lot of fun not only recording that song, but writing it, and I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
All right, you guys ready to pick some games?
Might as well.
Let's do it.
All right. Our Secretary General Patton, get us up to date. We had Vince Gill the first week, Killer Bees comedian, yep. and last week, and then obviously Bill this week. Where are we?
Well, let's run through how week two went for you guys. We picked four games. First was the Tennessee and Pittsburgh game. It was a rough one for everyone except Tim Leeper. He picked Pittsburgh -3. Of course, Pittsburgh won that game by 7. Everybody else, Greg, John, and Killer Bees, they took Tennessee plus the points. They did not cover. So that game is a loss. And up next was Virginia Tech and MTSU. MTSU did not cover in that game. They did not cover the plus 20. Everybody but Greg Pogan, Tim Leeper. You guys picked Virginia Tech in that game, so kudos to you fellas. Then it was the Vandy and the Titans game, and a tough game for those two teams. Vandy ended up winning they ended up winning that game. They covered the points, and they won the game. So, John, you lost that one. You picked Colorado State in that one, as well as Killer Bees in that one, as well as Tim Leeper. So, Greg, yeah. You were the only Vandy believer in that game. And then finally, the Titans game versus the Cardinals, we were all suckers.
All homers.
All homers for the Titans in that one. Everybody took Titans -3. Of course, they did not. They didn't cover the game, and neither did they win it. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and run you through the standings through week three. Tim, unfortunately, or Mr. Anderson, you are kind of behind the tape right now. 2-6 right now is what the guests
are. He has nothing to do with that.
You got some catching up to do this week. But Tim Leeper, you are 6-2. You are currently tied with Greg. Greg and Tim, you are 6-2. John, with your offer this past week, you're in third place right now at 4-4. But it's a new week. Picks.
Let's get it going.
Offer last week?
Yeah, I took the golden sombrero.
Oh, wow. All right, here you go. We're going to pick. We'll start with Vanderbilt. Stanford comes to town. First time Vandy has had a home game against a Pac-8, 10, 12 team ever. Stanford is a 12-point favorite. Bill, we'll start with you. Stanford, 12-point favorite over Vandy. Which way are you going?
Well, I wish they were playing baseball instead of football. Vanderbilt handled Stanford in the College World Series last year, if you remember. Mm-hmm. I think Stanford put up over 40 points against Southern California, and I think the Vandy defense is a little suspect. I hate to do it. I'm going to pick with my head instead of my heart. I hope Vandy wins, but I'm going to pick Stanford minus the points.
All right. Tim, Stanford minus 12 over Vandy. Which way are you going?
You can't hardly pitch against or for these guys. They are the albatross of anything you're trying to gamble on. But I would tell you that I'm going to go with Mr. Bill on this, and I'm taking Stanford.
All right. John?
I'm in agreement with our two guests. Give me Stanford, and I'll lay the points. I flipped. Earlier in the week, I thought Vandy could cover, maybe outright win, but I don't know. I got a weird feeling about this game. So give me the Cardinal, and I'll lay the 12.
I guess, again, I'm the only one taking Vandy. I'm going to go Vandy plus the 12. I think Stanford is overinflated with everything that they did with the Southern Cal win, got the coach fired. And I think Ken Seals really – showed a lot, and I know it was only Colorado State, but I'm going to take Vandy plus the points. MTSU goes to San Antonio, Texas San Antonio. Texas San Antonio is a 13-point favorite over the Blue Raiders. Bill, you got a San Antonio song in there somewhere?
Well, Charlie Pride had "Is Anybody Going to San Antonio?" I guess the Blue Raiders are going to San Antonio. I'm sorry, what did you say the point?
San Antonio, Texas San Antonio, is a 13-point favorite over MTSU. Yeah.
I thought MTSU, actually, even though they lost the game and didn't cover the spread, I thought they played reasonably well, or showed, from what I could tell, played reasonably well against Virginia Tech. Let's go with the Blue Raiders. Maybe they're going out to Texas and have some good luck.
All right, MTSU plus the 13 for Bill. Tim?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take San Antonio in this one. I think that that's a road game. It's going to be a hard game. They're coming off a tough loss, and sometimes you get lost, and it's hard to find your way back. I think they're going to struggle for just a little bit. I don't wish it on them, but I'm taking the laying the points on this one too.
So you get lost listening to Bill and Jamie Johnson all the way to Cookville. Yeah, that sounds – yeah. John?
Been struggling with this one all week. I will say give me the Blue Raiders.
I guess I could be the only contrarian, but I think Middle's going to hang with this one. I thought Bill, you're right. They were only down by a touchdown at halftime at Virginia Tech. It got away late, but I thought they played pretty well up there. I'm going to take MTSU plus 13. Bill, this one, you know, we're not doing Tennessee because they're playing Tennessee Tech. So this one's on the board for you. Georgia, when I told you this, I think you almost called me a fibber. Georgia is a 32-point favorite over South Carolina. I hadn't looked it up, but that's got to be a historic line in that. But the Georgia Bulldogs, your Bulldogs, 32-point favorite over South Carolina, Bill.
All you got to do is look back a little bit at the history. South Carolina, every year, they save their best game for Georgia. If you remember back in 18 or 19, I forget which year it was, Georgia would have had an undefeated season except for a mediocre South Carolina team that beat them, and I think they beat them in Athens. And they just seem to always dial it up when they play Georgia. Like I say, you know, I went to Georgia, graduated from there. I'm sitting here with my Georgia hat on. I'm a Bulldog through and through. But, man, 32 points, my goodness. I just don't believe they're going to beat them by 32 points. I really don't.
Yeah,
I hope they win. But I really don't think that's a big spread.
Yeah, you hope they win by 31. Tim, Georgia's a 32-point favorite over South Carolina.
Well, I've got some Georgia friends, and I think Georgia's a strong team. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this justice, and I thought I was going to get some help from Mr. Bill, but evidently I'm not. So you tell me if I'm doing this right, Mr. Bill. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
I don't know. What is that supposed? That's supposed to be me and Jamie Johnson.
That was Jamie.
Oh my Lord! Is there a pick over there, Tim?
That's my pick. I'm picking Georgia.
Georgia minus the 30. You know, it's a 32-point spread for a reason. You know,
it is, but. I can't lay that many points. Give me South Carolina to cover.
I agree. I thought this would be in the mid to upper 20s at the most. So, yeah, I'm going to take South Carolina plus the 32. And then the Titans coming off the disappointing season opener, they go to Seattle. Seattle's a 5.5-point favorite over the Titans, Bill.
And that is one tough place to play. My goodness, that I've never been to a game there, but I've seen that stadium, and that the stadium itself is intimidating. And, of course, when you put all those crazy fans in there that scream and yell so loud that you can't hear the signals you're calling, it's a double dose there. I wish the Titans the best of luck. I would love for them to win. I'm a big Titans fan. But I just don't believe, based on what I saw last week, I don't think they're going to cover. I think I'll take Seattle.
All right. Tim?
I don't care if the line was 25. I'm still taking Seattle after what they done to me last week.
Tim, off the Titans bandwagon. John?
Well, Bill, I have been to that stadium. It is an intimidating place. It's loud. And, I'm a little down based on what I saw last week, so I will take the Seahawks and the 5.5.
I don't think your highs are as high or your lows are as low in the NFL. I think 5.5. Yeah, I'm gonna take Titans and the points. I think they hang. They go out there. They play better. They can't play any worse, I guess. So am I the only one doing the Titans too? My God.
Homer.
Hey, well, no, I'm trying to I'm trying to win this thing. 0-4 over there. So anyway.
Kick a man when he's down. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Tim, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Be well.
And Bill, you know what I think? I was honored to meet you and befriend you, I don't know, 30 years ago when I was at the Banner, and you've been so kind to me. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's a real honor to speak with you, Bill. It really is.
Thank you, John. I love being with you guys. I look forward to it, and see you same time next year.
And then you will be in, and we may hook back with up you a little later on, okay? You know,
okay.
We have repeat performers on here, and we'll make.
We got to get them in studio to hang out.
And we got to get that intro updated too.
Yes, so absolutely.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Bye,
right. Bill Anderson. I don't. You know
what a life, what a career. Just, we should all be so lucky.
An amazing, amazing man.
Yep,
he really is. Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. We'll take a break.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Warmer colors, cooler temperatures. The season is just getting started. And Lowe's has everything you need to keep the fall gatherings going. Like getting cozy around gas fire pits. Everyday low prices starting at $249. And keeping things tidy with Ego blowers as low as $179. There's still more to fall for at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Valid 9/9 through 9/15, U.S. only.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today, top the clouds and sun with showers likely and a couple of thunderstorms as well. The high 84. Clouds and spots of shower thunderstorm tonight, low 70. Saturday and Sunday, variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the Motherload Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Most fun thing I do in my life is the picking with the pickers thing.
You know what? I've said this before. Yeah. It's great to be a part of this show. It's great to be here. We're coming up on 2 years together, Greg, if you can believe that.
I thought it was eight. But go ahead.
These Friday picking with the pickers have been the highlight of my experience here. You know, just getting to know some of these celebrities and just having a great casual conversation with them. And I just like the fact that when we have these people on, they seem to be really comfortable talking with us. And so, you know, good on you for knowing so many cool, famous people that like to come on the show. And I just think it's a fun thing we do. It's a great thing we do. And, you know, we need to keep the train going because so far we're off to a great start.
You won't find a better person than Bill Anderson. I mean, I always say that, you know, obviously just a genuine superstar and good.
Legend.
He was on the Match Game like 40 something times, which is just crazy to me. And you know, had the restaurant chain Po' Folks. His band was the Po' Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so just he's been he's just such a genuine person. You can just hear it and feel it. And that album he did with Jamie Johnson was amazing. I know we got to get two more breaks, but let's get one call before we do for that first one. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, man, Po' Folks. You could get a kielbasa sausage and a little bowl of red beans and rice and a piece of bread for something like $3.50. And when I was in college, I'd go there a lot.
Yeah, it was the
kept you fed, huh?
It was the Po' Folks Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, my nephew is now a freshman at MTSU, has a job, and he usually always goes to the games with me to Vanderbilt. He can't go this year, and I didn't get a friend lined up, and I would gladly walk you through the gate with my ticket, and then you could text Steve and find him and sit wherever you want, but I would gladly give you my ticket.
Well, yeah, let me, if you don't, just leave your number with Patton, and I'll, thank the offer. I didn't, you know, I could probably get a credential out of your ass, but I just want to go over and sit the stands, watch the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if, I think I will have one with Steve, but please leave your information and, you know, and everything. Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, man, 7 o'clock Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably won't start right at 7. Yeah, so you'll have, you know,
it'll
probably
start on ESPNU.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, it'd be great if they could win, of course, and just see what they're going to do. And Sanford, I'm excited to be there too. And like you were saying, it's going to be should be a real pretty night.
Yeah, it's you know, it's cool having Stanford, a Pac-12 team, or Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12. It's only the second time they've ever played one in the early '60s. Mm-hmm. They went to UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and a Pac-12 team has never come to Vanderbilt.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's yeah. amazing. Okay, well, I'll leave my info.
Thank you.
Great show.
All right, appreciate Thanks, man. It, Steve. All right, Patton, let's go ahead and hit that break.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. UT Martin overcame 5 first-quarter turnovers to top Samford 33-27 last Saturday. The win was the 91st for head coach Jason Simpson at UTM, one away from 5th place in OVC history. Murray State quarterback Preston Rice has 5 rushing touchdowns this season, most among all FCS players, while Tennessee State's Dayron Johnson is first in the OVC and 9th nationally in all-purpose yards at 148 per game. Austin Peay is ranked nationally in both top 25 polls, number 19 in the Stats Perform poll, and number 21 by the FCS coaches. UT Martin running back Peyton Logan was named OVC Offensive Player of the Week, while teammate and linebacker Dakarius Stevens was named Defensive Player of the Week. Top specialist was Eastern Illinois punter Logan Neidhart, while UT Martin quarterback Keon Howard was Newcomer of the Week. 7 games, including 3 versus FBS schools, are set for Saturday, and all are available to be viewed on the ESPN family of networks. That includes the first home games of the season for Austin Peay, Eastern Illinois, and Tennessee State. TSU game features Eddie George coaching at Nissan Stadium for the first time, where he was a Titans star. The schedule includes also Southeast Missouri at Missouri, Tennessee Tech at Tennessee, Morehead State at Austin Peay, Kentucky State at TSU, Murray State at Bowling Green, Illinois State at Eastern Illinois, and UT Martin at Northwestern State. Follow the league on all your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Let's get right back to the phones. We're one thing when we go 30 minutes with, you know, our picking with the pickers, we got to cram 3
gotta
breaks.
Got to squeeze those breaks in,
And
got to pay the bills, man.
I dare not cut the – what we all really think about doing is, like, get all the conversation done, blah, 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 have a break, and then come back out of the break and do the picking.
That's not a bad idea.
You know?
It's not a bad idea at all. I like it. I dig it.
Try it next week. We have next week to try it.
But it's mainly to see if the guest can hold through a commercial break.
Right.
Tentatively, Dave Matthews Band member, Jeff Coffin, back with us. The saxophone player of the Dave Matthews Band. They're at the Pilgrimage Festival next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. He told me he had like about 85 requests for passes and tickets because the Dave Matthews, you know, obviously he lives here and tours with them. So all over the world. Let's get Tony in Nolensville on the F&M Bank phone line. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Greg. Hey, John. I'll be quick. I know you're short of time a little bit here, but
cool.
I tell you what, guys. It's always great to have listen to Whispering Bill on your show, George. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jeff in the Borough.
That was actually a play. I was George's show, The Pickers. I've listened over on Willie's show during the middle of the day. Nobody is touching the Florida-Alabama game.
What do you want to know?
Why do you think no one's touching that game?
Well, Brad Powers loves Alabama. I think it's down to, what, 15 now? I think money's coming.
Oh, that's the case. Yeah. Roll Tide, man.
Yeah. We just didn't include it. You know, in our picking, our games are set. We're going to do Titans, MTSU, Vanderbilt, Tennessee every week. But we didn't do Tennessee because they're playing Tennessee Tech. And so we put the Georgia, South Carolina in because Bill was born in South Carolina and raised in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. But, yeah, you know, I mean, if you tell me which way to go, it's Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until we're all proven wrong, I'd say Alabama, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's true. And, John, I got to echo Eric's comments. I was watching the Giants last night, and I said, they're going to pull this off. Mm. And I kept hearing your laugh in the background from yesterday and when they were talking about taking the Giants. And then it echoed to come back. And, man, I feel for you on that. That was tough.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. I've just been, you know, the thing I come back to is since 2011, being a New York Giants fan is the nightmare you can't wake up from. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Your co-host had your Giants plus +4, by the way. The number moved late. Remember, it was 3.5 all day?
Mm-hmm.
When it moved to 4, I'm just saying, yeah. I liked it.
Well, they covered.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can make of that what you like.
Yep.
John, does the Herman Edwards fumble on that fourth down still haunt you?
Well, here's the good part about here's the good part about that. That was 1 year before I became a Giants fan. That was 1978.
Okay.
I became a Giants fan in 1979. Thank God, because I would not be a Giants fan to this day had that happened in my first year of being a fan of that team. So
I lucked out. Well, you're trying to pull off all the scabs.
I don't have the Herman Edwards fumble in my Giants Rolodex. Right. I have the helmet catch. I got the helmet catch in the
guys,
Super Bowl.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony, thanks.
Well, they called you George.
He did that on purpose. All right, let's do this. we'll take a break, and Dane, you'll close the show.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham.
My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today, time to clouds and sun with showers likely and a couple of thunderstorms as well, the high 84. Clouds and spots of shower thunderstorm tonight, low 70. Saturday and Sunday, variably cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the Motherlode Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi. Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Jesus, from the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center Studios. Let's get a call or two before we do. Dane, good morning.
Dane.
Good. You did good, John. You were a little late, though.
Yeah. I'm a little distracted today. I got a lot going on.
I'm critiquing you now.
I appreciate it. Shows you care.
But it was good having Bill Anderson on there. Listen here, Greg, I was thinking about you the other night. I was sitting out on my deck listening to some J.J. Cale, you know.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, the Eric Clapton, hit Cocaine was written by J.J. Cale.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm heading down to Margaritaville tomorrow, so I'm going to be running into Arkansas, Roger. I'm going to try to get down there in time to so I can watch the Hogs with him.
In Gulf Shores or here?
Gulf Shores.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not.
Do we still have a Margaritaville here?
Yeah.
We still got it.
Yeah, downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Johnny Broadway, you're in there frequently, aren't you?
You know, that's not one of my regular spots, but it could be.
Yeah, but I just said Margaritaville for the sake of the conversation. But yeah, I usually say the Gulf of Mexico, but this time I said the.
My friend, hello, him and his wife. That's one of the good things you turned me on to. He's a really cool dude.
Well, you know what? And guess what? His wife is going to be bartending at Tacky Jack's down there.
Okay. He's moving from Fort Smith, Arkansas, to Gulf retired. Shores, and then he's putting his wife to work. I like him.
Yeah, well, she's younger than he is, but
I know.
You know, he retired, but you know, he's one of them guys that you know he married a girl that was younger than him. You know,
So did I.
Greg, don't hate the player, man. Hate the game.
Oh,
that's right.
You know, but anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. So y'all may be hearing from me. I may call in and give y'all reports from the Gulf next week.
All right. Always welcome.
All right. Hey, y'all have a good weekend.
Have a safe
trip.
What's
on the grill tonight?
Ribeyes. Ribeyes. And I've got mine marinating teriyaki pineapple marinade. I'm going Hawaiian ribeye, me, and then, yeah, but we got ribeyes on the grill. Steak night.
I'll be over there about 6:30.
Come on over, Dane. I got to just give me an hour. I'll have to thaw one.
I'm going to be busy around here. But, hey, man, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Dane.
All right, take care.
Yep. So, prep football talk tomorrow morning presented by Freeman Webb, Brax Lamberth, and his coach at Green Hill High School, Josh Crouch. Oh, by the way, Josh Crouch, he was on the receiving end at Smyrna High School of many a sunny gray pass. They were high school teammates and good friends. And then our legend we've stepped out away with this one. Our legend is going to be the Waverly coach Randall Bolden that we had on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
just because of just sort of recant what last night was about and everything with that. What do you got tonight?
UPS Store Friday Night Football right after the late news. All the highlights from around the mid-state. Check it out.
Patton?
Well, nothing tonight.
What?
Prepping for...
Slacker?
Yep. Well, DCA's heading down to Chattanooga, and I'm prepping for Austin Peay Moorhead State tomorrow on ESPN+. Myself and Barry Gresham on the call. It is... I'm pumped to be back calling some Austin Peay football.
Yeah, tell Barry I said hello.
Absolutely.
Good dude. Used to be the play-by-play announcer at TSU.
Did. Yes, he did.
Back in a while back. And I will be doing that tomorrow afternoon, 1:30.
John Merritt Classic, right? Yep, against Kentucky State?
Somewhere on
Sirius
XM. Got
a feeling Eddie's going to get his first win tomorrow Tigers coach.
Kentucky State's Division II.
Yeah.
And so. I think so. But, it's going to be just check your local listings. How about that? And also on TSU Sports Network, and it's on 102.1 FM as well in the market. And also, we don't have a WKU game. They're off. They've got Indiana coming to Bowling Green
next week,
which is a cool deal.
Big Ten coming to Bowling Green.
We will be, and then we're on Sirius XM again tomorrow, which is pretty cool. I'm trying to find out which channel it is, but whatever. Just look, check your local listings.
Google it.
Yeah, it changes every week with SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, and so you think? I think the Titans hang Sunday. I know you took Seattle.
I'm taking Seattle. Yeah, I think they'll play better, but I think it'd just be one of those things where they come up a little short. I think they'll play a lot better. They can't play much worse than they did against Arizona.
And we didn't get to it, but Nashville SC at Toronto tomorrow night, correct?
Yep, haven't lost a game since August 8th.
Wow.
Has Nashville SC. They're on a heck of a roll. They're peaking at the right time.
Yeah. Second place looks really – they're up three in that second slot right now on the third place, Orlando. All right. Hey, everybody. You got Plaz this afternoon, 2 to 4, the afternoon stretch with Zach and Bruno and I think Adam's running the board. Ray Dosky's out of town.
Ray Dosky.
What? Did you say something about the afternoon snooze? The afternoon nap? Learn how to execute a good arm bar today from between 4 and 6. Maybe they'll talk about sports. Who knows?
Thank you for listening. Thank you, Bill Anderson. Picking with the Pickers. Kim Roman.